It's time now for your letters, and first, a correction from our interview this week with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He touched on the impasse over FAA funding, and he referred to a decision related to that impasse by the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. In fact, the ruling, which involved airline unions, came from the National Mediation Board. And one more clarification, this one about inventions. Yesterday, we explored the difficulties of pinning down who exactly invented the air conditioner. As a contrast, our reporter said, everyone knows who invented the light bulb. Well, not so fast. Kristen Howes of Phoenix writes, I believe he was referring to Thomas Edison. But she goes on to say that even in the case of the light bulb, what's common knowledge doesn't necessarily tell the whole truth. And Nico Skartvedt, a high school physics teacher in Vancouver, Canada, amplifies on this. He writes, is your reporter referring to Humphrey Davy, who in 1802 passed electricity through a strip of platinum to create light, or James Bowman Lindsay, who in 1835 created a constant electric light that he could read by? And he goes on with many more names. Point taken. Many of you also wrote to us about yesterday's commentary by David Was. He tried to clean his swimming pool on his own to toxic effect. Finally, he got help.
I went to Craigslist and found myself a fastidious 62-year-old Korean man, a former pro baseball player, as it turned out, who scrubbed the tile, vacuumed the leaves, and adjusted the chemicals while his wife busied herself watering the roses and tidying up the garden.
Well, Jeanette Mulvey of Middlesex, New Jersey, reflects what many of you said. I know it was intended to be humorous, but Mr. Was just seemed to be completely self-centered and totally unconcerned about his impact on the rest of the world. Finally, we reported yesterday that Garmin, a popular brand of personal navigation devices, has a new line of guiding voices, those of Darth Vader and Yoda from Star Wars. Carl Huck of Woodstock, Vermont, says he's already guided by Yoda on his TomTom, another GPS brand. He writes this, news this is not. Enjoyed the piece regardless, did I? Well, to you, Mr. Huck, we say we will try to do better.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Thanks to Yoda and to all who wrote in. Please do keep your comments coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.